At Emory University, we believe in those with the ambition to achieve, the passion to learn, and the optimism to see the possibilities ahead. Founded on a belief that the wise heart seeks knowledge, an Emory education combines experiential learning in Atlanta and beyond with unrivaled collaboration and discovery, all to prepare you for a world that needs your leadership. Learn more at emory.edu.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Tonight, we are here to talk dynasty, startup, strategy, and the best way to do that is to draft. So we're going to do a mock draft tonight. Let me know what you think of this content. Let me know if it's helpful by clicking the like button, subscribing to the channel. So here we go. Away we go. So tonight, we are, like I said, we're going to do a dynasty startup mock draft using the draft wizard via Fantasy Pros. And if you are not familiar with the Draft Wizard, you should be. It's a really cool tool. You can do mock drafts in minutes. We'll take a little bit longer tonight because we're just going to walk through this, break it down for the podcast audience as well. So we're going to be doing a Dynasty Startup mock draft. All players, obviously, not just rookies. We're going to randomize our position here in a minute. We're going to have one starting quarterback, so it will be one QB. It's not like most leagues that I'm in. In fact, all the leagues I'm in are Superflex, but tonight we're going to be doing a one quarterback startup mock draft, and it's going to be one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, and three flex spots for 10 total starters. So it's going to be a start 10. 10 bench, so we're going to draft 20 players total. It'll be a PPR league. We're going to draft against all the experts, so their expert consensus rankings, and we're just going to have everything be normal, and we're just going to see how this goes, and we're not going to go into it with a set strategy. We're just going to talk through this, and now I think we're going to randomize my draft position, and this is going to be completely random. We're going to be drafting right in the middle, so a lot of people do not like this draft spot. We're going to see how well it plays out for us. So we're going to start our draft right now. Like I said, I'm going to talk through as many of these picks as possible for the podcast audience. So we go Ja'Marr Chase, Justin Jefferson, CeeDee Lamb, Malik Nabers, Bijan Robinson are the first six players off the board. And to be honest with you, you know, Jahmyr Gibbs would be very tempting here. Ashton Jeanty would be tempting as well. Jahmyr Gibbs is probably top of my board, but the wide receivers there in Puka Nacua, Brian Thomas Jr., you know, they're very tempting as well. And I'm just thinking to myself, normally I like to start wide receiver heavy, and man, why wouldn't I take Puka Nacua here? I'm just going to do it. You know, Jahmyr Gibbs is tempting, but Puka Nacua is a young wide receiver and a good offense. The Rams have two first-round picks next year, so if you're worried about the Matthew Stafford injury, I believe in Sean McVay to find the next guy, and I think it's going to be a great system for whatever quarterback they select next year. A lot of great options. You know, obviously we could have went with one of the running backs, Brian Thomas Jr., Puka Nacua, but I think I'm gonna take Puka Nacua in what is kind of a difficult draft slot. Let me know what you would have done in the comments. So I'm going to go Puka Nacua. And at the 107, Jahmyr Gibbs, Amon-Ra St. Brown, Brian Thomas, Ashton Jeanty, Nico Collins, Amarian Hampton, Saquon Barkley, Devon Achane, Drake London, Breece Hall, Brock Bowers, Ladd McConkey all come off the board. And we are up next. The top players on the queue, according to Fantasy Pros: A.J. Brown, Garrett Wilson, Jackson Smith and Jigba, We have Marvin Harrison Jr., T. Higgins, Travis Hunter, Tetero McMillan, all available. We have elite quarterbacks still available, although I don't necessarily want to really look in that direction, if I'm being honest. You know, we started young, but also we could go in a win now direction with this build. I would not have a problem with that. I don't do a ton of one quarterback, so this is really, really interesting for me. Just a great exercise. And I'm not sure, you know, AJ Brown is sitting there. Marvin Harrison Jr. is sitting there. I kind of want to go wide receiver. Jaxon Smith-Njigba kind of feels like it feels rich at this stage to potentially draft JSN. I think I might, what I might do is lean into more of a win now build, and I might go with an AJ Brown. And you, again, let me know what you think in the comments. So we start Puka Nacua, AJ Brown. And right after we take AJ Brown, Garrett Wilson, Lamar Jackson, Jonathan Taylor, Bucky Irving, Chase Brown, JSN, Josh Allen, Tetero McMillan, Marvin Harrison, and Travis Hunter all come off the board. And there's a tight end there sitting there, just waiting for us. And his name is Trey McBride. That would be probably my number one option on the board. We do have Rashee Rice, who I really, really like, you know, but I mean, it feels like Trevion Henderson, who I also like, we might look at him with our next pick. I think we don't overthink this and we just lock in our tight end, just plug and play young tight end and Trey McBride. So we took Trey McBride, Jayden Daniels, Joe Burrow, Rashee Rice, T. Higgins, Devonta Smith, James Cook, Zay Flowers, Kyren Williams, Jalen Hurts, Emeka Egbuka, Sam Laporta, and Kenneth Walker all come off the board. Now, there are some really good options. There's a running back I like. There's a wide receiver I really like. And, you know, when I'm thinking about these teams, I like to build them with the running back as the cherry on top. And so with that in mind, I'm going to go with Rome Odunze, assuming I am not missing anything here. Yes, I think Rome Odunze, his profile, and I could get burned by this very easily because Rome Odunze's profile is amazing. I think he's in a good situation with Ben Johnson. The Bears just signed Ben Johnson, I think to a 5-year deal. I could be wrong about that, but I'm going to go with Rome Odunze. And I think that also can contribute to our win now team as well with Puka Nacua, AJ Brown, Trey McBride, and Rome Odunze now. So Chris Olave, Jalen Waddle, Xavier Worthy, DJ Moore, George Kittle, Derrick Henry. Trevion Henderson does go off the board, so we do miss out on him. That kind of hurts my soul a little bit. Quinshon Judkins, Caleb Johnson, Christian McCaffrey. Interesting that all these running backs are coming off the board. So we're sitting here in the fifth round, feeling pretty good about our build. We haven't invested too heavily in running back. I tend not to like to do that. But there is a running back sitting out there that I believe is both young and in a great situation. And I'm looking around at these wide receivers, you know, DK Metcalf's available, Jordan Addison's available, Terry McLaurin, Jameson Williams, George Pickens. I'm really tempted to take RJ Harvey here. And I know Mahomes is there as a quarterback. He kind of had a down year last year, and I'm fine in a single quarterback league, dynasty league, waiting on quarterback. Drake May, I would like to get really late, you know, if I can. He's pretty high up on the ADP, so I might not be able to, but this feels like the time to pull the trigger on RJ Harvey. And again, you let me know what you think in the comments. I think this helps our win now build. I also think it helps us long term as well. I think RJ Harvey is going to have an awesome year this year. Just look at how often Sean Payton likes to target his running backs. He ranked fourth and first in his 2 years in Denver. Javonte Williams ranked number 5 amongst running backs in targets last year. He's gone. I'd really like this start that we have. And after I took RJ Harvey, Jordan Addison, Josh Jacobs, David Montgomery, Chuba Hubbard, DK Metcalf, Terry McLaurin, Jameson Williams, Patrick Mahomes, George Pickens, Justin Herbert, Alvin Kamara, and Brandon Ayuk. A little early for Brandon Ayuk, I think, but we are now back on the clock. Colston Loveland is at the top of the ADP, but we already took a tight end, and it's not a start to tight end league. It's not even a tight end premium league. So we are probably out. Well, actually, TJ Hawkinson is at the top of the queue. We could look quarterback, but I am fine. pushing that down a little bit. I'm actually surprised quarterbacks have gone as high as they've gone in this particular draft. We have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 quarterbacks already off the board. So we're probably looking at, you know, probably a wide receiver or a running back. We could go quarterback, I suppose. But again, like I just said, I would probably prefer to push that down the board a little bit. We could lean into our win now build. Davante Adams and Mike Evans are both available. Tyreek Hill is there. Matthew Golden, Luther Burden, if we wanted to go the younger route. You know, it's interesting. I wonder how far a player like Mike Evans or Davante Adams would fall in a format like this. I bet you since they're at the top of the queue, they're probably going to get taken on the way back. But if we wanted to have the best of both worlds, which is kind of what I'm aiming to do, since we are leaning young, you know, we do have Puka, Trey McBride, Rome Odunze, RJ Harvey. If we wanted the best of both worlds, what we would probably do is we would probably look Ricky Pearsall, Khalil Shakir, Josh Downs. And out of all of those players, I mean, they're all relatively risky in some way, shape, or form. But honestly, the player that I think has the most upside and the player that I'm fine taking a swing on is Ricky Pearsall. And I think we potentially could get, you know, Juwan Jennings a little bit later too, and just guarantee one of these San Francisco wide receivers. I think Pearsall has a real chance to be something special. So I'm going to take a chance. They gave me a slight reach here on Ricky Pearsall. So Caleb Williams comes off the board right after I took Ricky Pearsall. Joe Mixon, Davante Adams, Tyreek Hill, Matthew Golden, Mark Andrews, Jerry Jeudy, TJ Hockenson, Mike Evans, DeAndre Swift. Wow, DeAndre Swift comes off the board. And now I think I'm going to get a quarterback since Caleb Williams came off the board. It's a single quarterback league. Man, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 5 out of 6 teams to my right have all taken quarterback already. I think that means I can wait. And there's an upside wide receiver that I really like. He may not make an impact right away. That's the only issue. That would be Luther Burden. And I think I am going to go with Luther Burden. I think our build has afforded us the ability to make a pick like this, you know, with we have a lot of win now pieces that are also young. And so we did take Luther Burden, Josh Downs, Chris Godwin, Tyrone Tracy, Khalil Shakir, Tony Pollard, Drake May. Oh, that's who we were looking at. It kind of hurts me a little bit. And that's the only guy who doesn't have a quarterback yet. Brian Robinson, Jaden Reed, Isaiah Pacheco, Michael Pittman, Cortland Sutton, Jaden Higgins. He wasn't even at the top of the queue either. So definitely, there's only two other teams without a quarterback. So we're definitely in waited out mode on the quarterback. And I'm totally just completely fine doing that. Trey Harris, you know, his short-term value took a hit with the Keenan Allen signing. I think what we're looking at on the board right now, you know, with a running back like James Conner, we could really lean into a win now, but he's really old. That kind of hurts me a little bit. It would kind of hurt me a little bit to do that. I would prefer to go maybe a little bit younger if I could, although I'm not really seeing too many options here in that sense or in that way. So I'm really considering, you know, James Conner, Calvin Ridley, Juwan Jennings, who is there. You know, he has a calf injury, so that's a little risky. But some of these other options, you know, aren't fantastic to me. You know, Trey Harris is one of the younger guys we could buy the dip on. Also, Kyle Williams, I think Jaden Higgins came off the board one pick before. So what I would normally be aiming to do, again, with a lot of these picks, trying to balance youth and win now, but we're getting to the point where we have to choose one or the other. And I think we can lean into more of a win now build with the team that we have. And I think I'm going to go with Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley's a little bit older, but I like the situation that he's in now. And with Cam Ward, you know, Cam Ward has had a pretty good training camp from what I've seen. So Calvin Ridley is going to help us potentially you know, win right away. So Cam Scadabo, Aaron Jones, Tyler Warren, James Conner, Colston Loveland, Tucker Kraft, Trey Harris, Bo Nix does come off the board. So only one team does not have a quarterback other than me. Keon Coleman, Juwan Jennings, right, one pick before we can take him, of course. So now, you know, I would probably, we only have one running back. So that could be an issue for a win now build. Now the running backs available, Travis Etienne, Najee Harris, Zach Charbonnet, Trey Benson, you know, what we'll probably do is just stack our running back room later with high upside, you know, because I want to build this thing the right way. And that's really around wide receivers. And we've done that. You know, we've taken six wide receivers thus far, Puka Nacua, AJ Brown, Rome Odunze, Ricky Pearsall, Luther Burden, Calvin Ridley. So let's go ahead and see if we can't find another, you know, wide receiver that can help us. You know, Stephon Diggs is available. Jalen McMillan might be a nice long-term play. Mike Evans and Chris Godwin, who's also dealing with an injury, they're not getting any younger. So again, that those might be good options, more long-term options. Jalen Knoll, I really, really like, is available as well. At this stage, typically I try to lean young. And, you know, I think that there might be some real value in a Kyle Williams here. And I could go with Diggs. That could help us right away fill those flex spots. I think the smart play would probably be long-term would be Kyle Williams. But I think for the sake of this build, I'm going to take Diggs and maybe hope Kyle Williams comes back to us. So we took Diggs, then Zach Charbonnet, Dalton Kincaid, Deebo Samuel, Travis Etienne, Jacoby Myers, Ramondre Stevenson, Najee Harris, Trey Benson, Jalen Warren, Demario Douglas, David Njoku, and Bashuel Tootin. And sure enough, we have our pick of quarterback still. We're gonna keep punting that. We have another wide receiver that I think could help us right away. Actually, Darnell Mooney is sitting there. Kyle Williams is also still there. So I am going to go with Darnell Mooney. I think he's on the younger side. I think he's 26 or 27. So right at the AJ peck. So we do go with Darnell Mooney, Jack Besh, Rashid Shaheed, Evan Engram, Cooper Kupp, Baker Mayfield, Rico Dowdle, Jalen McMillan, Jaden Blue, Marvin Mims, Cedric Tillman all come off the board. And guess what? Kyle Williams is still sitting there for us. So we're going to load up on these wide receivers that I think can make an impact. Kyle Williams is on our team now. Jalen Knoll, who would have been another player in consideration for us. Tajay Spears, Isaac Grindo, Rashad White, Rashad Bateman, Tank Bigsby, Javonte Williams, Christian Kirk, Ray Davis, Romeo Dubs, Dylan Sampson. That was somebody that was on my radar. And Jordan Mason. They all come off the board. We are officially punting quarterback. And now is the time, I think. We have a ton of wide receivers. We've taken 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 wide receivers. I think now is the time where the draft board is screaming at us to start taking some running backs. And I'm going to go ahead and take Jalen Wright. So Jalen Wright is on our team. After we took Jalen Wright, Wandale Robinson, Braylon Allen, Woody Marks, Xavier Leggett, Marshawn Lloyd, Tank Dell, Tyler Algier, Ja'Cory Crosby-Merritt, who is rising up the draft boards everywhere, J.K. Dobbins, Jonathan Brooks. So again, I'm not in a rush to take a quarterback. I'm just not. A lot of people have everybody else but us has a quarterback. The quarterbacks available, C.J. Stroud, Jordan Love, Kyler Murray, Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, J.J. McCarthy, Jared Goff, Dak Prescott, I'm Cam Ward, Michael Penix. I'm fine with a lot of those options, so I'm going to continue to try to load up at running back, and I'm going to take Blake Corum, who I think is a good handcuff to have, younger. After I took Blake Corum, Elik Ayemaner, Pat Bryant, Jerome Ford, Adonai Mitchell, Devin Neal, DJ Giddens, Audric Estime, Rashawn Johnson, Keaton Mitchell, Kendre Miller, Jarquez Hunter, Breshad Smith. So the draft room also has the same idea that I do. So at the top of the queue are all the quarterbacks that nobody wants. I'm going to continue to push it, And we might be getting to the point where a running back like a Nick Chubb or an Austin Eckler might help us out quite a bit. But you know what? There's a running back in Chicago that I also really want, and that would be Kyle Monongai. So I'm going to take him. So after I take Kyle Manongai, Travis Kelce, Joshua Palmer, Marquise Brown, Nick Chubb, Damian Martinez, Quentin Johnston, Austin Eckler, Taj Brooks, Jalen Coker, and Jake Ferguson all come off the board, I'm really wondering how long I can push quarterback. I think I'm willing to play chicken with it. I don't really care all that much. Now, there is a tight end that I really like, a rookie tight end. Kyle Pitts is also available. Mason Taylor is the player that I might be interested in at this stage. But there's a wide receiver I'm looking at that would really be nice. I think a nice upside play at this stage of the game. And since our last three picks have been running back, I'm fine deviating here. And I'm going to pick Jalen Royals, if I can find his name. There he is. Jalen Royals, especially considering we don't necessarily know what's going to happen to Rashee Rice right away. He could be one of these guys that sees his value go up significantly. Again, it's a home run swing to take. Those are the exact kind of moves I like to make later in my dynasty draft. And Jalen Royals is exactly that. So again, it looks like we can continue to push quarterback. So that's exactly what I'm going to do. There were some running backs that I liked. Okay, so after we took Jalen Royals, Trevor Etienne, Savion Williams, Jaleel McLaughlin, Ollie Gordon, Will Shipley, Devin Singletary, Antonio Gibson, Jordan James, Miles Sanders, Sean Tucker, Dontavian Wicks, and Isaiah Davis all come off the board. And I'm honestly looking at running back, and I'm not really like the top option that I would even consider would be probably Justice Hill. You know, we only have four running backs. That's going to be a weak spot, but we're going to have wide receivers, and you know, we have a really good tight end. So I feel good about this build. I feel like we're going to be able to trade for some veteran running backs if we need them. I've always felt that veteran running backs are the easiest piece to add in dynasty because everybody always seemingly is trying to get rid of them. So, and I'm looking down the board here, and honestly, to me, this kind of feels like the territory where I would think about quarterback. Kyler Murray is still there. I know he was kind of mid last year, but you know, top 12, top 10 upside at the position. CJ Stroud is also there, although I worry about his offensive line this year. If we wanted to shoot for the moon, you know, Jordan Love, Brock Purdy, Trevor Lawrence, JJ McCarthy, Dak Prescott is also available. You know, I think there's a tight end I like in Mason Taylor, who has a lot of long-term value, I think, at this stage in the game. And none of the other options are really all that inspiring, especially at wide receiver. So I'm happy that we're really strong at wide receiver. So, man, I think at this stage, I would maybe consider, I think I am going to go with one more backup running back, and that would be Justice Hill. So we'll take Justice Hill. If anything happens to Derrick Henry, then potentially we have some value there. LaQuint Allen, Zach Moss. Okay, the quarterbacks are starting to come off. So now that's my signal. All right, I'm going to take a quarterback. Kyler Murray comes off. Kareem Hunt, Khalil Herbert, Trevor Lawrence, Mason Taylor. So we lose out on Mason Taylor. Isaiah Bond, interesting pick. Isaiah Likely, CJ Stroud. So now this is my signal. All right, I got to take a quarterback now. And I like JJ McCarthy. Potentially we could get him and maybe Dak Prescott. So for the youth, although it doesn't really matter, I think I'm going to go with JJ McCarthy. I'm actually having second thoughts about that. All these quarterbacks are relatively young. You know, the safest option at quarterback is probably Brock Purdy. He just signed that contract. So I think I'm going to go that direction and maybe pair him with Dak Prescott if he comes back around. So we got Brock Purdy and a bunch of tight ends just came off the board. Kyle Pitts, Raheem Mostert, Pat Freiermuth, Dallas Goedert, Jonnu Smith, Cole Kmet, Amari Cooper, Kate Otten, Hunter Henry. That would have been a nice pick. Zach Ertz, Kenneth Gainwell, and Elijah Arroyo. And I'm just going to go ahead and lock in, you know, well, actually, I don't need to do that, I don't think. Potentially, we kind of missed out on the tight end boat. There is another tight end that I like right here, and that would be Chigakonkwo. I think has a lot of value this season and in the future, especially with Cam Ward there. So let me just make sure that I'm not missing anything. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and take Chigakonkwo and see. Let's see what happens. Okay. Marcus Yarns, Cam Akers, Kamani Vidal, Harold Fannin Jr., Elijah Mitchell, Christian Watson, Sincere McCormick, Torrey Horton, Terrence Ferguson, and Dante Thornton. That is a nice pick. I really like the Dante Thornton pick. That he should have been on my radar, if I'm being honest. And we still got Jordan Love, JJ McCarthy, Jared Goff available at quarterback. That's probably going to be either this pick or the next pick, assuming we would only have 20 picks to make. You know, the wide receivers that are here are interesting. You know, we could take Keenan Allen as just a really short-term asset to help us win right away if we wanted to. I'm probably not going to go in that direction. There's just not a lot of wide receivers that are inspiring. And then looking at the running backs, it's kind of the same story. You know, AJ Dillon is at the top of the queue. So we're definitely going to be light on running back. That's okay. I think I'm probably, so we got two tight ends. I'm probably going to lean wide receiver here. And, you know, Roman Wilson is, could get some playing time right away there in Pittsburgh. I think he's got some upside. So I'm going to go with Roman Wilson and we're going to see. I think we're going to get a decent quarterback on the way back too. So DeAndre Hopkins, Isaac Tesla, Michael Penix, Jermaine Burton, Jordan Love, Keenan Allen. I can't see that pick. It's in the bottom right corner. Let's see if I can get that. Dismiss. Okay, Taysom Hill, Adam Thielen, Alec Pierce, Tim Patrick, Khalil Mullings, and J.J. McCarthy all come off the board. And I think my last pick is going to be Dak Prescott. So we get our two quarterbacks and we are good. So the draft analysis, I get a B from the experts. Not bad, not the greatest. So we'll go ahead and view the full analysis here. And I'll do the best I can to articulate this to the podcast audience. So they viewed me as number 7 out of 12 teams. Very close. All right. There's only, I don't know how they calculate this, but there's only less than 100 points between me and the top guy. So it's all very, very close. The expert opinions, you know, Pat Fitzmaurice really liked my team. 87 out of 100. The downs, the thumb down, Matt Donnelly didn't like it. And really, the lowest grade I got was a C. So this, it appears as though I did okay here. You know, I got some youth. I got some win now. Let's recap this team. Let me know what you think in the comments. Puka Nacua, AJ Brown, Trey McBride, Rome Odunze, and RJ Harvey were our first 5 picks. Ricky Pearsall, Luther Burden, Calvin Ridley, Stephon Diggs, Darnell Mooney, Kyle Williams, Jalen Wright, Blake Corum, Kyle Monongai, Jalen Royals, Justice Hill, Brock Purdy, Chigakonkwo, Roman Wilson, and Dak Prescott will round out our 20 picks in this dynasty startup. Again, let me know what you think in the comments. Click the like button, click the subscribe button. Let me know how bad I did. Let me know how awesome you think my team is. I want to hear from you. So until next time, be good, everybody. Thank you so much for watching, and we will see you later.
Hey, wake up. New drinks just dropped at Wendy's. Cold foam, cold brew coffee, and sparkling energy. Both the caramel and the chocolate cold foam are just, so good. And the pineapple citrus and cherry limeade sparkling energy each have
80 to 120 milligrams
of added caffeine. So whether you need a treat first thing or to just stop yawning already, mornings hit different. To pick up a new pick-me-up, gotta be Wendy's. At participating U.S. Wendy's.